Hi, this is Marty Christian, and you're listening to The Lee Williams Show.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for one, all standing hand in hand, and hear them echo.
On the telephone now is Marty Christian. How are you doing?
Hi there, Lee. I'm doing great.
Well, we had Arlene on the program last week, and we were talking about Bring the Curtain Down, which is the duet that you've brought out together.
Yeah.
It's within 2 weeks, it's gone up to number two in two charts.
Well, we couldn't believe it when we heard that. Number two. Wow.
It's wonderful, you know, and signs are one of them could be number one next week. So we wish you all the best for that.
Thanks a lot, Lee. It's great. Listen, mate, I've got to say, people probably don't know this, but most of this is down to you, mate. Knowing that you and I are real both country fans, and we go back a long way, I sent you some demos and said to you, do you know anyone that might record some of my songs? And you came back about a week later on and said, yeah, I've got somebody that really likes one of your songs. And lo and behold, it was Arlene that recorded my first track, a song called, what was it called again, Lee?
Right Time, Right Place.
Great, I almost forgot. yeah. So that was the right time, right place at that time, and subsequently, of course, we got together again. I sent you some more stuff, and she really liked Bring the Curtain Down, and wow, number two.
We took that to Nashville, recorded it, brought it back. You heard it and said, oh, I'd like to be part of that.
Yeah, now, when it came back, I thought, my first reaction was, what a fantastic track. And, of course, you had all the top players on there, people that play on Dolly Parton's and Reba McEntire and everyone else's records, and I thought, God, these guys really rock. And I just felt, I mean, it just needed a little grit of ingredients, so I said to Arlene, do you mind if I just try a little harmony on it, see what you think? Well, we did that, and she loved it, sent it to her producer out there, and they added it on the track, and the rest is history.
Yeah, indeed, you've done a great video with it. Now, that was a bit difficult with the times that we have at the moment, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but, you know, we were talking about a video, and I said, and she wanted me to be on it as well, so I said, well, look, it's lockdown at the moment, why don't you just do something at home, and I'll do a video at home as well on the track, and see how it comes out. So we literally recorded them on the iPhones, and I think the result is fantastic. Stuart Cameron then edited it together and made a great job of it, I thought.
Yeah, there's some shots from the studio in Nashville as well. So
yeah, absolutely. You've got the steel on there, and I thought it came out great.
Oh, wonderful. I mean, while we've got you on, I mean, we have to mention the New Seekers.
Now, great. That's my history.
Well, it is, and, you know, the Coca-Cola song, as I call it, you know, everybody remembers that, and people in America still do, and it was such a huge hit. How many did you sell of that?
Yeah, it was an iconic hit, especially for its time. I'd like to teach the world to sing. Yeah, it sold 7.5 million copies worldwide, and I guess the sentiment in the song, that's what really made it become the kind of peace anthem of the 70s, really. And you're right, Lee, it's still played today. You can hear kids in nursery school being taught it and so on. So, you know, the song lives on, and I'm proud to have been associated with it.
That's good. So how did the New Seekers come together? Because, I mean, there was obviously the Seekers, and then you came in from Australia where they were. So how did the new come into the name? What made you
okay, well, that? It is a long story, and I've probably told it a million times over the past few years. But what happened was, when the Seekers broke up, Keith Potka, the founder member of the Seekers, decided that, you know, he wasn't ready to hang up his guitar or close his bank account. So he got together he got together with a fellow Australian called David Joseph. Now, I'd worked for David on some of his TV shows back in Australia, one in particular called The Go Show, and somehow David had found out that I was in England, tracked me down, and he told me about his idea, his and Keith's idea, for the new group. And they wanted to put two girls instead of one to make it different. At that time, I was auditioning for Hair. I had a guy called David Taguri coaching me to do an understudy for Claude. And then this came up, and David, being very, very persuasive, ended up talking me into joining the group. That's how it all happened.
So you obviously don't, you're not performing at all in any shape or form with the New Seekers, are you?
No, I've stopped performing over 15 years ago, probably almost two decades ago. No, I just love writing and recording my own stuff and collaborating with different writers and stuff. That's me these days. I'm not really into, you know, going out and performing again. It's for the youngsters. Hi, this is Marty Christian, and you're listening to The Lee Williams Show.
I can't imagine life without you. I've spent my whole life loving you. Thought I knew everything about you, but this sure came right out of the blue. If you wanna go, I ain't gonna hold you. If you wanna go, done to disappoint you, but I'll put it right, girl. I'll make it up, love. Do anything to change your point of view. I don't wanna hold you if I can please you. I don't wanna tie you to a vow that you can't keep. If I don't satisfy you, then I can't deny you a life with someone else who could make your life complete. Only
success at the time, so good memories to be had.
Tremendous memories, yeah, Lee, tremendous. You know, we travelled all over the world, met all kinds of people, and even for our sins, we performed in at Nixon's inauguration, would you believe?
My goodness.
Yeah, that was an experience too.
Do you keep up with any of the old members?
I'm still regularly in touch with Paul. Sadly, Peter Doyle, who was a real close friend of mine, passed away. Don't see too much of the girls, but Paul and I are mates. You know, we were best man at each other's weddings. We regularly played golf together, and
But anyway, we move on, and you've got this hit. Any thoughts of doing more country music yourself?
Definitely. I've got an album almost ready to go. The title's going to be called Timing, and let's just see what happens with that. But it's just a bit of a new venture. I mean, I love recording. I love all that, as you know. I'm hoping to bring it out probably end of August, maybe sometime in September.
And I understand you're a bit of a gardener as well, because I saw some pictures of you with loads of gooseberries and blackberries and stuff.
With lockdown, of course, you've got to keep busy, apart from songwriting and painting and we're doing all that. The wife says, right, get on with some real work and go and dig the garden. So I love gooseberries. And my son, here's a point, talking of cooking and all that sort of stuff, my son Jamie, for anyone interested, he's a real foodie, and he's got this show on YouTube called Global Food Quest, and he's getting tremendous amount of exposure and hits on that. So anyone interested in food, get onto that one.
Sounds good to me. And also you write books as well, don't you?
Yeah, I've written a couple of children's books. Two of my characters are called Walt and Matilda. Of course, being a songwriting man, play on words. I sort of guess they're my alter ego, really, because I'm a kid at heart, and so I've written two stories about them. But I used to send cards out to friends, you know, for Christmas and birthdays and stuff like that, always featuring these two characters. And my boys said to me one day, Dad, you've done these for years, why don't you do a little book? So that's exactly what I did. So I wrote Walt and Matilda, The Adventures of Walt and Matilda and the Black Stump.
You used to go on and do talks on cruises?
Yeah, Lee, I've done that for a number of years, for about 12 years, I think. I've always liked to travel, and of course in our early days we travelled extensively, and that sort of continued on with the cruising. And I do a series of four talks just talking about my time with the group and people that I've met and funny anecdotes, sad stories, all sorts of different things. And I play videos and things that people haven't seen before. So I really enjoy that.
I'm going to let you announce a current hit, which is?
It's a song called Bring the Curtain Down.
Marty, thank you so much. Here it is. Marty Christian and Arlene with Bring the Curtain Down.
Cheers, Lee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Marty Christian, and you're listening to The Lee Williams Show.
We've had our bad times, different point of view. Sure as hell ain't nothing new. Baby, even we came through. And what about those good times? We sure had a laugh or two. There ain't nothing we didn't do. It's always been me and you. I can't live without your love. I can't last another day.
Baby, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, girl.